Welcome to The Ugly Truth.
Step one, train the people only to consume. Step two, infiltrate adults with the news. Step three, indoctrinate the children through the schools and the music and the apps on the phones that they use. Step four, separate the right from the left. Step five, separate the white from the black. Step six, separate the rich from the poor. Use religion and equality to separate them more. Step seven, fabricate a problem made a lie. Step eight, put it on the news every night. Step nine, when people start to fight and divide, take control. This is called situational design.
They can't stop us, 'cause we're ready to fight. Trying to brainwash us, but we won't let freedom die. The whole world's brainwashed.
Everybody pick a team, start a riot in the streets.
The whole world's brainwashed.
It's us against them, and ain't you against me.
We're with you, Tom. We will not back down. This is The Ugly Truth. Hard to listen to, but impossible to ignore. Quick respects to Tom McDonald, Nova Rockefeller, and the whole Hangover Gang for permission to use that music in the front of this episode.
They control the weather. They mine the oceans. They control volcanoes. They control earthquakes.
We are now witnessing the greatest transition in the history of the human race. Transition from type zero to type one. The generation now alive is privileged to see the birth pangs of the birth of a new civilization.
And Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez has once again accused the United States of playing God. But this time it's Haiti's disastrous earthquake that he thinks the U.S. was behind. Spanish newspaper ABC quotes Chavez as saying that the U.S. Navy launched a weapon capable of inducing a powerful earthquake off the shore of Haiti. He adds that this time it was only a drill, and the final target is destroying and taking over Iran. The existence of a tectonic weapon has never been proved, but its use is often suspected.
Last year, I confronted Heizo Takenaka, the former Japanese finance minister, over why he handed over control of the Japanese financial system to a group of American and European oligarchs. He and his envoy told me that it was because Japan had been threatened by an earthquake machine. I did not believe it at the time. However, when I started exposing some of their doings, I was told by the Japanese security police that because of what I had said on places like Rents.com, that Niigata City was going to be hit by an earthquake. 2 days later, Japan's largest nuclear reactor was the exact epicenter of two earthquakes, both 6.8 in magnitude. Japan just had a very, very friendly summit meeting with China, where the emperor met the Chinese leader three times.
There is a possibility a part of Japan will sink. It will not be an accident. It will be created
by
the world government.
Tonight, breaking news, Japan's tsunami disaster. A huge quake triggers chaos as people flee swaying buildings and city fires.
Coincidence for me. So I started doing research and found out about HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. And I realized that they really did know how to make earthquakes. And they do it by shooting a billion watt microwave into the ionosphere, which is the part of the atmosphere that has a lot of energy in it. That pushes the ionosphere up into outer space and then it rebounds. And the way it rebounds can cause earthquakes. Just like an opera singer can break a glass by singing at a certain level, or by dragging your fingernails on a blackboard, you feel a weird sensation. If they adjust the vibration for the rock underneath their target sight, they can do that.
Originally approached me in 1984 to find a use for the natural gas on the North Slope of Alaska, which they could not sell. To give you a feel for how much gas they asked me to find an application for, it was enough gas to produce all the electricity in the United States for a full year. I originated some ideas for military applications and beneficial civilian applications. Applications discussed in the patents included destroying missiles. Communications control and disruption were included. There were some other ideas, both to possibly modify weather and finally to lift a portion of the upper atmosphere further out into space. I chose what's called a phased array antenna for the patents because it can be aimed. Picture holding your microwave oven in your hands with the door open. Then you can move it around and send those microwaves different directions. And for these applications where I wanted precise control of where the power was, I felt that was the best type of antenna to use. And that is the kind that HAARP has built.
HAARP can paint designs in the sky, if you will. You know, it can take the beam and move it in any pattern that the scientist who's doing the experiment might want to do.
If you beamed it for an hour and a half, that would equal the energy in a hydrogen bottle. After I had actually left the program in 1987, one of the last communications I had with ARCO indicated that there had been a contract awarded for ionospheric warfare studies.
And remember, a billion watt microwave. What does microwave do to water? It heats it up. Now imagine if you put a billion watts into a tropical storm. You could make it much bigger.
Three hurricanes, three of them at one time.
Now, after the earthquakes hit Niigata, a member of the Inagawa crime family, which is based in around the U.S. Yokosuka Air Base, and members of the Inagawa family have told me that their big boss is George Bush Sr. In other words, they work for Skull and Bones. And they invited me to a so-called UFO gathering where they showed me the video of this blob. They told me it was a UFO, but it was obviously, to me anyway, a plasma weapon or a ball of heat created by something like a billion watt microwave. And I predicted in my blog that there would be videos of lights found above China before the earthquake, and those videos then appeared on the internet after I predicted they would. And furthermore, a Taiwanese satellite detected a 50% drop in the ionosphere, in the amount of electric energy in the ionosphere above the earthquake zone. Now, a 50% drop would be exactly what would happen with HAARP. It would push the ionosphere up, and then it would slam back down.
The instant that we energized it, there was between a 4 and 4.5 on the Richter scale earthquake that occurred. We were so amazed about what seemed to be cause and effect. We get to an area that has a high propensity for earthquakes in an area known as the megathrust of the Pacific Northwest, We turn it on and an earthquake occurs.
Is it more than coincidence that since going online, some experts have reported strange weather anomalies, including massive floods, hurricanes, and earthquakes? HARP went online in 1994 and construction continued until 2007. There are reportedly a total of 5 known ionospheric heaters, including HARP, in the world today. There are possibly 20 other ionospheric heaters in existence all over the world.
Forever restless and untethered by concerns of practicality and marketability, Tesla's mind spawned a vast miscellany of odd inventions. Many of these were never developed beyond the concept stage, and the ideas seemed to grow markedly weirder in the final years of Tesla's life. Invention was normally a deliberate process for Tesla, his every intention and goal fully formed before he and his crew lifted a finger. But there were times when he stumbled upon a new discovery by mistake. Tesla performed his first experiments with resonance technology at his New York laboratory by firing up a small oscillator, which caused a minor amount of vibration. Suddenly, an alarmed squad of police officers stormed into the lab, demanding that Tesla stop at once. Manhattan was shaking for miles around. Tesla had not taken into account how resonance waves grow stronger the further they travel from their source. He had unintentionally created what became known as Tesla's earthquake machine.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Because Tesla is a name they love to pick on.
Yeah, that's
first,
true.
Think about how they put down Tesla. Nikola Tesla,
mm-hmm.
and all the evil things he did, and he didn't do this, he didn't do that, and they just take credit away from him, I believe.
Yeah.
And we're talking, you know, this is true stuff. This isn't stuff we just made up. This was a great video. But we also want to talk about what was happening locally, right? We have some other things.
Right. Well, why did we play that? Just to give you a little background. We've covered weather modification topic before.
Yeah.
Take a peek at owning the weather.
Right. That was episode 160, and we have over 1,000 episodes.
Right. Modifying the weather has its repercussions.
Wow. Just, we're talking about multiple ionosphere heaters.
Right.
Multiple.
Well, just take a look at the UAE.
That's the one I was going to talk about. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, we have the video?
I have a little video.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet. Yeah.
Let's
the truth.
Take a look here.
Sound on that
video? I guess there isn't any sound on this, but you can just see how crazy that wind is and all the lightning. Isn't that crazy? And dang, look at that tree just.
Oh yes, and recently, of course, the in another location, the Statue of Liberty was hit by multiple strikes of lightning.
Yeah,
all kinds of weird stuff. So in Dubai, I thought you had the video of the lady who was talking to the czar.
I do have that.
Oh, okay,
that's
good.
Later. That's later.
Ooh, look at that tornado.
Yeah.
Is that real?
It's just crazy.
Is that real?
What's going
on? We have to ask, is that real? Because
right?
Wasn't it Dubai that we saw the flying
Look at the
dolphins?
Mall is totally flooded out.
Mm-hmm.
Dubai is a desert, right?
Yeah. well.
You would think that, you know, they don't have capacity to handle this much water,
first of all. Yeah, yeah.
And it's just crazy.
It's usually a tropical paradise of hot, hot, hot weather.
Right.
Hot,
it's
dry
scary.
Weather.
They also had a stay-at-home advisory issued there due to the heavy flooding.
For, of course, our theory on this, since this is the ugly truth, we have to tell you what our theory is, that they're playing God, and they're
mm-hmm.
failing at playing God, or they're succeeding. That is the question. I titled this Failing at Playing God because... And we also had that video that the guy had also named it similarly. But I believe that my definition, our definition of the fact that they're failing at playing God is because they're actually trying to, if you believe this,
mm-hmm.
if you're on the side that believes that they're trying to harm and depopulate the world, then they're failing because you look at the recent disasters and you look at the COVID, and you look at those different things, and those things didn't kill off the billions of people that they had hoped.
They wanted, right.
Yeah, which is sick to say if you're on that side.
Right.
Now, if you're on the other side and you're thinking, okay, they're playing God because they're trying to fix the weather, they're trying to make it rain where we need rain, they're trying to make it not rain where we don't need rain, they're trying to be good, right? If you're on that side,
yeah.
If you're on the side that the weather manipulators are actually trying to do good, then
they're
failing. Because look at these disasters.
They're failing, right.
Yeah. And yeah. Also the cyber structure people, if they're actually getting hacked by China and our grids are going down because of China,
mm-hmm.
then they're failing.
Right.
So just they're telling on themselves when we have this kind of stuff.
Well, the UAE has been experimenting and using cloud seeding. So,
yeah.
And look at what it got them.
Yeah.
Right?
It's ridiculous. They've been doing that since what? 2000 and I think I saw a video since 12. They've been doing it for a long time.
Right. The government has been
bold. Here's the video right there.
Yes. The government has been bold in declaring that they've been using cloud seeding to increase precipitation in the region. You could have seen the flood in Dubai's airport and other weird climate phenomena in the Middle East. This is your human man-made climate change right here. If you don't think the West is conducting similar activities, you're very naive. Let's watch this woman here. She's gonna...
Just so I know. I have to drive back from Abu Dhabi to Dubai.
No.
It's not raining. It's a sunny day.
The UAE government invested more than $20 million in research to start a process called cloud seeding.
The UAE performs around 1,000 hours of cloud seeding a year, and it's all controlled by this building in the National Center of Meteorology in Abu Dhabi, where they track the whole process.
We met with a cloud seeding expert to explain how the seeding process works.
We wait for the forecast when we have a good, you know, chance for cloud. We send the aircraft to that location. It go under the cloud. In the first stage of the cloud, there is good updraft at that time. Start to release all the salt, and with the good updraft, of course, it will go inside the cloud. The droplets will become bigger and start to rain.
The center manufactures a salt substance that helps enhance rainfall. They put them in what they call flares.
Oh, but it wasn't cloud seeding. Watch this guy.
Now, what's blowing up the internet right now is that question. Was it cloud seeding? Well, the UAE does have a cloud seeding program, but I can tell you cloud seeding can only slightly, a teeny bit, enhance rainfall. It can't cause a rain bomb like we saw across the desert.
Not to mention cloud seeding is based on a natural phenomena, condensation nuclei, and we had a ton of dust in this mm-hmm. area. This is an aerial view of the dust that was moving over Dubai. And so this is Mother Nature's cloud seeding. It could have acted as a force for the water to gather around those and make for the bigger droplets of water as well.
Yeah, I mean, if in fact there was cloud seeding, it would have been completely overwhelmed by all of that natural cloud seeding. There was a ton of dust. And so, again, cloud seeding, it's possible that they did it, but it would have had a very minimal impact on that system. It was a natural system, likely enhanced by climate change.
So much rain in such a dry country has led to speculation that it was caused by cloud seeding. The United Arab Emirates regularly sends planes into clouds to scatter tiny particles in the hope that they will draw together moisture and form raindrops. But not this time, said the authorities, and a British scientist says it was a natural weather event turbocharged by climate change.
It was a well-predicted storm. People knew there would be severe rain. Most severe rainfall events occur because weather systems get stuck. And indeed, this was a strongly developing but also slowly moving system. And it sort of all accumulates then. And we were unlucky that it accumulates over heavily populated areas.
Now, there has been a lot of speculation on social media about what exactly caused this. Earlier in the year, Dubai actually picked up some headlines for their cloud seeding program. This was not the case yesterday. This was from a good old-fashioned upper-level low, which was parked over parts of Iran, Saudi Arabia, and, of course, Iraq as well. Out ahead of it, showers and storms broke out, and this just caused training of heavy showers and thunderstorms yesterday, and that's what caused the flooding in Dubai, not cloud seeding. And this is clear as day on global satellite. You can see there's that upper-level low spinning over Iran yesterday. Out ahead of it, numerous showers and storms lighting up. These trained over Dubai yesterday, causing that heavy rain and severe weather. So definitely would say that this was more about the actual weather pattern than cloud seeding over Dubai.
It was crazy. You know, I've been to Dubai dozens of times. I don't think I've ever seen a drop of rain. So, yes, when you see 5.5 inches over the course of 24 hours, you can see what damage this resulted in, because they're just simply not prepared for this kind of rainfall in that short a time. Now, what caused it? A huge storm is the simplest answer. There have been a few reports about cloud seeding that was going on, and the UAE say, yeah, we do seed clouds, because obviously they need rainwater in that area, and it's a way to produce that. But one official from Dubai said, we'd be crazy to seed those clouds. They saw what was coming. They just had no idea it was going to be like...
Oh, it was racism. Wait, no, climate change. That's what it was.
No, it was a narrative that was passed around to all the major media so they'd get their story straight. The one poor guy, I thought he was going to end up tying his shoes as many times as he said those words.
I know,
like, you're looping and looping and looping here. And I was like, well, it was definitely not cloud seeding. Definitely not cloud seeding. Maybe it wasn't cloud seeding, but that's fine. You can go ahead and report your weather without even mentioning cloud seeding, or you can mention it once. But when you start mentioning it 10 or 12 times in a broadcast, then someone told you to make sure you emphasize that.
Right.
It was orchestrated.
It was orchestrated.
It's much bigger than this single little event of, no, that wasn't cloud seeding. What we're looking at here is an overall attempt at playing God, and they are failing.
Right. There's 4 different links to different articles right here about cloud seeding in Dubai and how it's causing the floods, and that it is a deluge and it was because of the cloud seeding. Not racism, climate change. Right?
Well, no. Climate change is caused by what?
Hold on.
Remember, they say, no, it wasn't caused by man. Man didn't make these changes. Man didn't manipulate the weather. What do they say climate change is caused by?
Man.
Boink, boink. Losers.
Right.
Listen to yourself speak, people.
It's just ridiculous. 15th and 16th of April, Dubai and UAE. Cloud seeding and stratospheric aerosol injection in use. You can see it at the start of this video and how the cloud just forms and expands over the cities. Just watch this.
Oh, good.
And look at how it just poofs. You can see it.
Well, I would like a meteorologist to explain to us how clouds form out of nowhere, virtually out of nowhere, because we watch the radars, and a lot of people who do the storm reporting, they watch the radars. Yeah. And how does it that a cloud just forms out of nowhere?
Right. Well, if you notice, this has lots of sparkly at the beginning there. He'll zoom in a little bit for us.
Yeah, I want to hear from some meteorologists out there.
See how sparkly that is? I think that's the seeding.
Weird.
Watch, he's going to zoom in here, and now you can see the lines, the cloud seeding lines. Look at that. Yep, obviously.
No, we didn't do it.
It's so ridiculous. They are failing.
And one video we saw, obviously, was acknowledgement that they needed to stop, because the article said, in the headline and in the report, it said, Dubai will need to temporarily shut down their cloud seeding operations due to excessive rain. Why? If it's not affecting it, why do they need to shut it down?
Right.
Shut up.
Yeah.
This is the ugly truth. Hard to listen to, but impossible to ignore. And if you like us, follow us. If you don't, turn it off.
Yeah.
We're just trying to tell you the truth here.
Yeah. So.
That's it for the ugly truth. Let's close it out.
Let's close it out.
Wow. Here we go. And thank you for listening to The Ugly Truth, because
they can't stop us, cause we're ready to fight, trying to brainwash us, but we won't let freedom die, the whole world's brainwashed.
Everybody pick a team, start a riot in the streets,
the whole world's brainwashed.
It's us against them, and ain't you against me.
The Ugly Truth, hard to listen to, but impossible to ignore.